country is desperate for someone to show us the way. Not the old way, but a new way.
The Uchi Show.
Attention! We interrupt this program.
Uchi.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
The Uchi Show.
You can kiss me all over and tickle me with clover. Baby, you can even suck my cock. You can lay me in the grass and lick me on my ass, or jack me off with a sock. Hit me up against the wall and suck and lick my balls. You can give it everything you got, but there ain't nothing like a good hard fuck. I can look you in the eyes and squeeze your naked thighs and hold your body close to mine. I can fiddle with your tits, your asshole and your clit, and rub you down with sweet red wine. Eat your pussy in the chair, run my cum through your hair. Honey, we could have a real good time, but there ain't nothing like a good hard fucking. There ain't nothing like a good hard fucking.
I'm not afraid to die. I put my finger in your ass?
We're live!
Can I put my finger in your ass?
We're live!
Yo! It is the Uchi Show, man. Another edition of the Uchi Show. We are back live. First show of 2013. And that, by the way, if you're keeping track, is the year 2013. Been away for a while. Glad to be back on the air with you, as always. And all listeners over at Uchi 24/7 and everywhere else across the board, thank you guys so much. Love having you around. And also, got to bring in one of my co-hosts, my confidants. One of my right hands also could also be my left testicle, too. Beaufy Meister, what's going on? Dog.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Look like.
How are you, man?
Look like.
I'm doing great, man. How you been?
I am better than ever, by the way. A lot of stuff going on. We've been,
it's gonna stink.
We've been gone quite a while. And what I mean by quite a while, I almost sound like Wai Wabbit. You know, like, we've been gone quite a while. It's like Chinese guy. Quite a while. The Uchi Show, order number 4 now. Nope, you're ready.
You got that right.
I'm just telling you, it has been a wacky, wild adventure.
What?
And when I mean that, I mean, Jim is not with us tonight because he's probably, how do you say this? Snowed in or buried in some kind of mountain of something.
He probably is. I wouldn't doubt it for one second.
He's one of those kind of guys that no matter what happens, he's kind of not there. But the thing is, to go through the whole motion, we definitely got the studios moved back up to New York. We're in a couple of different locations where we have stuff set up that we're utilizing and using. So it's been kind of tough moving around. Then, as everybody knows who's followed everything that's going on the East Coast, giant fucking Superstorm Sandy. We get this massive hurricane that comes through New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and outright fucks everything up. I mean, there's no power for days, can't get shows going. And the one thing, and I don't know, you can attest to this, though.
Mutant.
We were going to get shows together. We actually had stuff scheduled. We put it on the bill that we were going to do it. We're ready to go forward and move on. And then I know you sent me a couple of text messages and you're like, hey.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
No, not that. You sent me a couple of text messages where you were like, ready to go. What's the dealio? Where are we? Blah, blah, blah. So my cell phone service, along with like half a billion people in the New York metro and New Jersey, Connecticut area, are unable to text back. And anything I sent you, I don't know, I sent you something like on a Tuesday and you didn't get it like till a Friday. Am I right on that?
Yeah, it was something like that.
And once again, we're going to apologize for your audio too. There are a little bit of audio issues that are floating around. And I think you're actually using one of Jim's computers tonight to do the show, right?
I might be. I can't attest to that, but it could be possible. I might have to pull out the hard drive.
Mean anything to you?
I mean, connection-wise. Coming into the studio, it's not the best in the world. And some of the technology that's going on out there today, I don't know what it is. The weather's not that bad, so we're not going to blame it on that. But at least we got you on the air with us, and we're back on the air. Getting back into what I was saying is, sending out these text messages on Tuesday, and they're not getting forwarded or pushed onto your phone till like Friday, was really kind of confusing because we usually show prep during the week. We're set to go. We want to move in this direction. We want to move in that direction, and next thing we know, you're sitting there ready to go in your studio, and you finally get it. Power's out. Can't do show. How fun must... Washed out. I mean, what were you actually thinking?
What?
I don't know. You know how them power issues come about.
Yeah, but I could just picture you in the background. Like, this was one of the voicemails I got on my phone.
Mother Joker!
Pussy.
Fucking Beauf messages on the phone. So that's exactly what was going on. And then the big part of the of all the crap starts where we're sitting there and the gas lines here in New York. I mean, I don't have to replay what happened, but I'm just trying to replay what I went through. Everywhere you went, there were like miles of cars, people trying to get gas. There's no gas anywhere. We have to have your
show. Oh, no. Yeah. That can't be.
There's plenty of that going on while you're... What? Are we going to get this going?
Shut up, Jimmy.
What the hell was that? Did you really?
Yeah.
Idiot.
I couldn't help it.
Thanks. You know what's funny? A lot of other things are coming out fucked up from your end of the system, but the fart comes out crystal fucking clear. You want to elaborate on that one?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where it could have been, because I ate some turkey plump earlier.
Would you anything comes out of your ass like that? It's fucking sick. But what I wanted to say was...
Continue.
I'm sorry. Sorry for fucking up.
Oh, you're fine.
No, I'm rolling on this rant, and then I fucked the whole thing up by stopping. But what I'm getting at is by the way, so we go through all this. Gas lines are out of control. So I'm sitting up here with the lovely Lola, and we're like, what are we going to do about gas problems? I have like a half a tank of gas in my car. I got a four-cylinder. And it's not that we came up with this bright idea that we were going to go get gas somewhere else. So what do? I call my neighbor to the north. Older Jimmy Bag of Bones over there.
Mutant.
I get him on the phone. Right? Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Need the backup from the Jimmy crew.
Right. I get the backup from the Jimmy crew.
He's a jackass.
On the line. And the first thing I come out of my mouth is like, hey. He's like, what? I go, what's the gas situation in the Connecticut area? And he says, what gas situation? We don't have a gas situation. I said, no, you don't have a gas situation up there? I said, there's not like mass panic and chaos. He's like, nope, not at all. So I get with the wife and I say, hey.
Road trip.
She's like, all right.
Jackass alert.
Which means I'm about to do something really fucking stupid. So I get a hold of everybody. You know, the funny thing is when you get a hold of people in a situation like this, not many people have been in this situation. But if you ever do get into a hurricane situation and there's power outages, there's no gas, one of the biggest things you don't want to do is you want to be, you know, they tell you be neighborly, you know, like, yeah, be a nice guy, be neighborly, like, you know, ring some bells and tap on some doors and say, hey, listen, I'm heading up to Connecticut to get some gas.
Oh, you're going up to Connecticut? I got like 15-gallon containers in my garage. Why don't you come and grab them? Put them in your car. Put them back. Here's $50, by the way. If it costs more, let me know. Get it. I'll give it to you.
Like, what? What? What did I just open up?
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like I...
You opened up...
Go ahead.
The neighborly worm came. You opened up the neighborly worm.
Yeah, I
brilliant.
Kind of figured that out after I did that. But I was trying to be nice, you know, like, hey, I'm going to go get some gas. What can I do for you? So I ended up taking a caravan with me. And, of course, you could take out the middle seats and the rear seats. So I take the middle seats out and the rear seats out. Move them over. Lay these things out. But first, I plastic the entire inside. Like we're fucking... This is like a fucking scene out of a fucking... I don't know what kind of movie you want to say it is. I mean, it's really weird. And we're all sitting there. You got tape? You got the bags? Yeah. You know, you got this? You got that? Yeah.
We're live!
And then that comes up. But... We get all this stuff together. We line the car. We put up all this tape and all this weird stuff. And then we go around and we get all the containers and we load them up. Now, the one thing is I say, okay, we're going to go up to Connecticut. Now, I haven't seen an open gas station in New York for so long. By the time I go up over the bridge and I'm over in Connecticut, the first gas station I see, I'm like, there's no line and they got gas. You know, you're kind of confused because where you're coming from, there hasn't been fuel or gas for days. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, all of a sudden, there is fuel there. There's no line. I just dart right off the highway. I start filling up a couple just to make sure. I fill up the car first. And then, you know, we get a hold of old Jimmy Crew.
Mutant.
And we say, you know, we're going to come up and visit you. He's like, all right, great. So we head all the way up. And by the way, I got the mileage thing going. The mileage thing from where I am all the way up to his place registers 100 miles exactly just to get there. So it took 100 miles to get up there to go see old Jimmy. You get up there. nicest guy in the world, as he always is. You know that. And he's chopping wood as we get up there. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, well, I heard you were coming up. So what? When you're going to give me some fucking wood to bring home? That makes sense. It's like, you call me, yo, Utch, I'm coming over. All right, Beauf, stand by. I'm going to get out in the yard and go get some, go chop some trees and get some wood going for you.
There's a huge tree trunk in my ass. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was, oh, yeah.
I mean...
Oh, yeah. Mother chucker!
What?
Yeah. Sand.
So at least, yeah. So at least he's, fucking, he's on board. So when I get up there, I'll have plenty of, wood.
Idiot. Do you have a jam box sitting out in the front yard while he's cutting wood, jamming some Peter Frampton?
Yeah. VPC Radio, live, while you cut and wait for your wood. Not cut cheese, wait for your wood. But,
Oh, hell.
Suck my asshole, Taco Bender!
It's fucking great. So, you know, we go through the whole thing, we have a cup of coffee with him, go to a couple of stores with him looking for some more gas cans. I'm figuring I'm going to bring back like a, I don't know why I just didn't hijack a fucking gas truck while I was up there. What was the whole point of getting all these containers? I should have just went up to a truck, pulled a gun and said, hey, fuck.
Hand it over, son of a bitch.
They just drove it back to New York, would have been a fucking hero. You know? That's exactly what I should
have
did.
They'd have a ticker tape.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the way it would have been. So, you know, got to see old Jim up there during the hurricane. Went to visit him. Nice guy. And that's the way pretty much that went right into the holidays. And, you know, once again, we always take break. For those of our those of you that are faithful listeners of the Uchi Show, we always take a break anyway. Like, right after Thanksgiving, there's only like a couple of shows, and then we're off until the new year. But I got so many people, and I want to say this, and I know you did too, Beauf. You've been inundated on both Twitter and Facebook, which, by the way, I'll give the twitter.com/EUTCHE, and the Facebook is facebook.com/EUTCHE. You've been inundated as well as I have with people sending tons of emails and messages, like uchishow@gmail.com also. Got to do the cheap plugs, you know. Got to get those in. I don't understand that, but I got to get them in. What's the purpose of that?
Well, I tell you what. Remember that?
What?
That was a rough night. I remember that.
That was a fucking night. You shit on the air live, off the air. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot.
I knew once that.
I'd like to get names.
Yeah. Once those clips start going, the show stops. We are now in a fart intermission. Be right back. Stick around for more Uchi. Are we done? Are they done?
I'm done. Yeah, roll it.
All right. So, All right. Getting back to that, so one of the things as well I was going to say is you've been inundated as well, too, right, with messages from our fans asking when the show would return. Am I right or wrong? And you didn't really have a good answer for them, did you?
Well, yeah, I did, because I kept relaying probably due to the blizzard y'all had and Superstorm Sandy. Because I knew you probably didn't have any power and you were kind of didn't have the resources there to be able to do shows.
Right. That in part is very true. I know Jim was like buried under Mount Everest, had to climb as a trek. He was completely bombarded up there. One of the things was here was, you know, in explaining to everybody, really want to say thank you to everybody, too, for that. But, you know, right after when the holidays started, we were on our break anyway. And I don't know. I didn't really tweet this up on Ochi or anything, but I ended up was in the hospital for a week. I woke up Christmas morning with like a really bad gas pain. And I couldn't answer anybody. There was so many people, this and that, you know, Merry Christmas, love you this, love your show, really appreciate all that. But I ended up in the hospital for an entire week. First of all, it was a week because it was Christmas. Never, and I'm going to tell you this right now, if you plan on getting sick from anything, don't go to the hospital on Christmas Day. They're not giving out presents. They're not going to make anything easier for you. You're just going to be in there for a week because there's no regular doctors to sign you out. So I sat there and I'm like, fuck. I get this really bad gas pain. I don't know what the hell it is. Never had it before. Can't really sit. Every time I sit or I lay down, it moves around, it revolves around, it moves, it does this and it does that. I don't know what the hell it is. So I go to get it checked and they tell me, oh, it's your pancreas. I'm like, my pancreas? Like, yeah, you got pancreatitis. It's inflammation of the pancreas. And in case you don't know what your pancreas is, it's located right behind your stomach. And it's the little guy that helps spew out acid to go into your stomach to help you digest food and all that good stuff. And one of the main things that causes it is binge drinking, getting bit by a spider, having a seatbelt squeeze on your stomach, getting kicked in your stomach, any of those things, high cholesterol. I don't have any of that stuff. And I'm not a binge drinker anyway by any means. So they don't know what the hell caused it. It was unknown. But it ended up keeping me in the hospital for a fucking week and a half. And I had to stay away from alcohol and all the fun stuff, which I really wasn't doing anyway. So I actually got to celebrate a, how do you call this, Beauf? I know you never heard of this before. Sober New Year's Eve.
Ooh, doesn't sound too good.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Fuck you, hormones!
Not at all.
I've been in the hospital and I've had surgeries and I had to stay longer than you did, but I bet you didn't have any good dinners while you were in there.
No, because, very good point, by the way. When you get in there for, as they call it, pancreatitis, the biggest thing they give you, and this is the way that they treat it, regardless what caused it, intravenous for like the first 3 days. You're on no food. Liquid only, intravenous. The only best part of it, I must say, was the painkillers. The Deprival or whatever the fuck they were injecting into my IV, dude. I tell you one thing. Off to his out. No idea where I was for 3 days. I was completely fucked up.
Charge!
That's all I kept hearing in my mind. I had no idea what the hell I was going to charge.
Bull crap!
But that's all. That's the one sound effect in my head the whole time I'm getting there. Every time they came in, do you need your pain medication? Hell yeah.
Charge!
Then Beauf charging. So, to answer part of your question, that's exactly how that went down. I ended up having to be on a liquid diet and then started on a solid foods probably the third and the fourth day. And by the fifth day, they were like, get out. You can leave. So, but other than that, knock on... What happened?
Well,
kind of elaborate on when you were able to intake your first meal. What was the menu? What was your first meal that, you know, you were able to ingest?
Believe it or not, they had burgers on the menu, oatmeals, chicken, greens, mashed potatoes. It really wasn't bad. I actually have some photos I'll put on a... I got to get a Pinterest site for Uchi, and I'll put them up there. I took pictures of my meals.
I mean, I can't believe it. When I was in the hospital, this was my meal. It was a nasty-ass beef broth and Jell-O. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
That's because I have better insurance than you.
We're live!
You probably did. That's why my parents went bankrupt while I was in there.
Yeah, it goes by your insurance. And by the way, how many times did you hear this when you were in the hospital?
Can I put my finger in your ass?
Oh, quite a few times, and I didn't like it.
There's a huge tree trunk in my ass. Okay.
That's what I felt like. Damn tree trunk in my ass. And then they want to shoot like a 5-gallon bag of water up my ass.
Yay! And then this was the sound heard after the 5-gallon of water went up your ass. Nurse is running for fucking cover.
When was the last time you shit your pants?
Fuck, he does it weekly on the show, by the way.
When was the last time you shit your pants?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I don't think I've done that within over a year since the old britches accident.
It was that long. It hasn't been that long. It has not been that long.
Yeah, I think it has. I think it's been about a year.
Oh, since you shit yourself?
Yeah, since I had my little over the night outing and had to walk around and shit my britches.
When was that? I'm trying to think when the hell that was. When the hell was that?
I don't know. We'll have to revisit some of the old archives and check. Well, it should be dated on your YouTube page because you done a clipping of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to go to OchiTV.com for that. OchiTV.com for that, and you'll get all that. But, by the way, so go ahead, elaborate on some of the stuff that you got. We're done talking about my pancreas, and we're back to normal here, and hopefully we'll have a normal schedule of shows coming up for you. But elaborate on some of the messages you got.
Well, before I elaborate, it's just fascinating to hear stories about, you know, people's health care issues, and I just want to know, I mean, what's it feel like? I mean, can you tell anything's missing out of you or I mean, as far as your appetite? I mean, how does it make you feel? Can you feel any different?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they removed your pancreas, right?
No, they didn't remove anything.
Oh, I thought they did. I thought you said they removed it.
No, if they removed it, I'd be dead. you'd be doing this show by yourself right now, going,
in memory of Uchi, the dead guy.
So exactly what, I mean, how'd they fix it? I mean, exactly, you just spent hospital 3 days at first with IVs, and then after that, they let you go home?
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard! Jesus Christ, I met some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all.
Didn't I tell you a couple of minutes ago they treat it with IV?
Well, yeah. I knew you had IV. I was just kind of curious.
All right.
I mean, damn, I hope I never have that. Well, but anyway.
I'll explain
as far as...
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me explain it to you. What they do is, when you have this issue, how they resolve it is simple. You're given IV foods and fluids only, okay? Then you are treated with an antibiotic to get the countdown around the pancreas. Once that's done and you're able to hold down solid food, you're good to go. The biggest thing, if you ever do get it, do not eat or drink when you have it because it agitates it until you get to the hospital. Do you capiche?
Oh, yeah. I hope I never get it. You know it'd kill me if I couldn't eat or drink.
Well, you can eat. You have to be very careful around alcohol. If you overdo it on alcohol, you'll get it again. But what happens is if you get it again, then they have to take your pancreas out. Then you got to wait for action. You got to go on a list for a donor pancreas. Once you get the donor pancreas, you become a diabetic automatically. Your body can't produce insulin. And if you don't get a donor pancreas in time, or you get a bad donor pancreas or whatever, you just can die, dude. It's that simple. It's very dangerous.
Okay, well, that summed it all up.
Good. I am glad you are understanding.
Does the word duh mean anything to you?
All right, so why don't you touch on a couple of some of the messages that you received while we were off the air, too, from some of the great listeners of the program.
Well, we always got mentioning the message that I usually get, the number one top message that I receive about the show is from the Dom Meister over at the Thresh. When's he going to do the show?
I know.
We need the show. Where's the show?
I know. I got a bunch of those, too, from him, too, so it's really good, and I'm really glad that he's a very, 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 very big Thresh supporter of the program. I really appreciate that, and much love to you, Dom Gebuf.
Yes, he is. And Mr. Our main, how would you say, I don't know, helper that gives us service is Dave Old Crierkey. He always asked about you and was wanting to know what was going on.
Yeah. No, I'm really glad to hear that. He's also a very big supporter of the program. And, you know, thank you to everybody for their support and their wishes and their well care about the program. I really, really appreciate it, though. So, Buf, do that on my behalf, too. If you get a chance, give them a big thanks. And let them know we're back on the air, man. They can go to Uchi.com and click on the link for Uchi 24/7 and check out the program, man, live. And catch the rewinds, dude. Plus, the mixer shows are up there and Uchi 24/7 news. Am I right or wrong, bro?
Oh, you are definitely correct. Oh, the best stuff. Oh, I mean, it's time to rule the Friday nights again.
Get used to disappointment.
Yeah, we're back. And also, like we had discussed this, you and I, in some of our off-air meetings prior to getting back on the air, to get all the latest rewind stuff, it is uchi.com. Everything is right there. Go to the center tab, click on Uchi 24/7. And you could check out Uchi Rewinds, Uchi Mixer Shows, Uchi 24/7 News, as I just said, and special shows like the Bunny Ranch. Moonlight Bunny Ranch special will be up there in rotation, so look for that to come on. Also, don't forget, check out twitter.com/Uchi Show for tweets of when those shows are on the air, too. And then we got Buf, too, because you've got classic Uchi stuff on your stations. Go ahead and let them know where they can go and get that.
Oh, yeah, we got, this is even before I was even thought of. We got classic Uchi show. I mean, it runs up to 3 or 4 hours on some of the episodes, but if you want to head over to KnightRiderRadio.com, we're up to run 4 stations now. You want to go to KRRN Talk Radio, click the link, and you can hear all our past interviews, and it's nothing but all talk shows. And kick it off, definitely got plenty of classic Uchi show with more classic episodes coming in the future.
There you go. So you can get all the latest stuff at Uchi 24/7. Go to Uchi.com for that. And the rest of it, just go check out the Buf Meister's page. Buf, give him the page again, bro.
nightriderradio.com, and then like our Facebook page at nightriderradio.info.
There you go. Now, I want to get into this because we haven't been around in a while. It's not a big deal. Not a big freaking deal that we haven't been around in a while. But there are just idiots out there that continue to exist on this earth. This is, you know, we love the 911 calls. Love the 911 calls.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know where this came out of. I think this was out of Florida. Here's a jackass that picks up the phone, dials 911, and asks for something that you're going to get your ass arrested for. Take a listen to this, Beef.
Hey, County 911, what's the address of your emergency? Hello?
See, at first here, it sounds like it was just a pocket dial, but do you have 911 set on your phone, dude, to pocket dial people? I mean...
No.
If you're waiting on that, son of a, you're going to be waiting all night.
See, there... When she says that to me, it sounds like she didn't really want to call 911, but ended up doing it anyway.
I just called 911 telling them it's some cigarettes.
Oh, there. See, she just admitted it.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
I need some cigarettes.
Stupid.
White trash alert.
Jeez. Didn't we have a... Oh, this is where the guy calls and wants a ride to go get some beer or something?
Yeah, we had the beer call to 911. We had, do you remember the other guy that's in the clip? I don't know if I can grab the clip readily right now, but I'll see if I can pull it up. My favorite one of all time is when that guy calls 911 and the girl's like, you know, 911, can I get your address? He's like, you got my fucking address, bitch. Remember that one?
Yeah.
God,
jackass alert.
All right, let me play the rest of this clip because this is classic.
What's your name?
Gary Roberts.
Sounds like she's using Skype as an echo.
Been there.
I'm sorry, Carrie is your first name?
Carrie.
For me.
G-A-R-Y. B, if you want to help her out.
G-A-R-Y.
Wait, I forgot how to spell my last name.
You said your last name is Roberts?
No, I think I dialed the wrong number.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're going to jail.
I think I dialed the wrong number. I don't think you did. I think that the cops are going to have a great time with you. How fast do you think they got to that location to put a foot up that bitch's ass?
Pretty quick. I'd say within 5 minute time period.
Exactly. I don't know if you, are you familiar with the whole fucking Harlem Shake videos that are all over the place. Are you familiar with this?
No, I've heard a little bit of talk on, but far as anything, you know, detail about, no.
All right. Well, the bottom line is here with this. The Harlem Shake videos. If you're not familiar with it, I'll play a clip of the track. Hold on a minute, because I'm going against the rules here, and I'm actually going into my iPhone. I got a clip of this fucking song right here. This is what it sounds like. Usually when you hit play, it works. Hold on. So you got that at the beginning. You got 30 seconds of this going on. There's one person dancing, okay? That's what it is. One person's going until it gets to like this part of the song right here. All right? Through the Harlem Shake. Then there's like a whole group of people that come in. It's like a flash mob dance, all right? Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. If you go look it up, they're viral. Everybody's doing a Harlem Shake video. Everybody's doing it. When I say everybody, there's celebrities that have done them. People on subways in New York City have done them. Kids are doing them everywhere. And these kids in Florida decided, the baseball team, that they were going to do one. Swim teams have done them. Football teams have done them. There's no place you can't go on YouTube and put in Harlem Shake, Harlem Shake, and not see the videos. So these kids in Titusville, Florida decide to do it. And the school decides to be a bunch of cockwipes. Let's get into this. Take a listen to this.
Also developing tonight, parents are angry and outraged after their children's school suspended them for a YouTube video.
Now, they got suspended for a YouTube video. The reason why I want to bring this up and I want to touch on this with you is because, is the suspension warranted? But let's listen to some of the story and then we'll make our decision, all right?
All right.
Members of the Titusville High School baseball team were punished for their version of this dance right here. It's a big dance craze now. It's called the Harlem Shake. It starts with one person dancing, then after a few seconds, others join in, some wearing costumes, others wearing much less than that, while doing all sorts of dances. But the school says the students' version crossed the line. Lisa Bell is live at Titusville High School tonight. So, Lisa, that video we're taking is no longer online?
Now, what I want to ask you, Beauf, now, when you think of them using terminology like this, because this is news once again, when you listen to news people and they sit there and they go, oh, this video crossed the line, what is going through your mind right now if I told you, hey, they crossed the line and they're school kids?
It was probably done as a very no-no inappropriate activity.
So you're thinking maybe some nudity, couple of ball cock sucks?
Yeah. Yeah, something pretty bad. At least you know how the news likes to kind of stretch it a little bit at times.
Exactly, exactly. No, I can agree, but here we go.
That's right, Guard. And those students, 10 of them, have now been suspended from Titusville High School for at least 2 days. 8 of them are permanently kicked off the Titusville High baseball team. The other 2 are suspended from the team for 2 weeks.
It's just something that, you know, kids are doing.
People we spoke with tonight were surprised to hear that 10 Titusville High baseball players were suspended after doing the Harlem Shake.
I'm even surprised to hear they were suspended. The reason why I'm surprised is the fact that, because like they said, everybody is doing this. And I've actually watched a lot of these videos online, and 90% of the videos that I've seen, I don't see anybody getting out of control. I have not seen any naked chicks do it. If chicks want to do it nude and put it up there, you're not going to get me to go take that down.
Yay!
There's no fucking way I would.
They're not out robbing, stealing, killing people, you know, so, you know, give them a break.
Yeah, exactly. And with the rash of recent things that have been going on YouTube where kids have been posting fights, beating each other up, bullying other kids and posting it up on YouTube. This is a form of art. It's just kids dancing, having a good time. What say you, Beauf Meister?
I don't understand it. You know, if you come up, I mean, that's like suspending me and you from radio because we were in there doing something like the Uchi Shuffle or something.
Or you shit on the air.
Yeah, that's a great example. It's like me taking a crap when I'm broadcasting live.
Idiot.
What are they going to do? Suspend me from there?
Thing illegal or showing themselves or anything like that. I don't see any problem with it.
The dance has become an internet sensation. This is video of other Titusville High students doing the Harlem Shake this morning, protesting the player suspensions right in the school's parking lot.
See, that's where some of these chicks should have flash boob. You want to protest something. Right or wrong, you want to protest, you take your titties up.
That's right. That's right.
And you got my attention.
We made the video not knowing all this would happen. Because I mean,
it was a joke.
It was a joke.
4 of the suspended players spoke to Local 6, but asked we not show their face.
It doesn't make sense to me how they can have that much of repercussions over a stupid video that everybody is doing.
But school administrators say what the players did was inappropriate. Doing the dance at the school's baseball field, wearing their team uniforms, and making obscene gestures.
Well, see, now, what do you think about that there? That's part of the hook, line, and sinker to the story.
Well, like I was saying earlier, now we're getting to the inappropriate type of actions. Yeah, I don't know. It shouldn't be done. If you're going to advertise school and then do obscene gestures, no, that's inappropriate.
All right, I agree with you there.
As school let out this afternoon, students rallied around the players writing free THS baseball messages and blaring the Harlem Shake song from their cars.
We're just trying to have fun, and it's a team thing, and we're all gone now.
Now, the students can appeal their suspensions to the North Area Superintendent next week, so maybe some of them will be allowed to return to the team. Guard.
Well, Lisa, it'd certainly be nice to see that video to see if it really was inappropriate. All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah. What do you think he's looking for in the video? I did see a chick's nipple.
Well, I'm kind of curious to check out the video myself. I mean, really, they should have left it on for us media people. So, you know, we can sit there and judge it and kind of give our opinions of it.
I agree. All right. You ready to get into this?
What we getting into, bro?
We are going to get into one of mine and your favorite parts of the program. Listener submitted news stories.
Oh, Lord. If you got any young children, cover up their ears, put them into bed or something, because it always gets quite interesting when it comes to viewer emails.
All right.
Or listener emails.
Yeah, let's get into it. This is part of Uchi 24/7 News, by the way. Your news, your listener submitted emails. These are email news stories submitted by you, the listeners. If you got a news story for the program and you want to submit it now to uchishow@gmail.com. uchishow@gmail.com. Links are available at uchi.com. All right, let's get into the first one, Buf. Say hello to Tom of Virginia.
Good evening, Tom of Virginia, and thank you so much for tuning in.
All right, Tom writes, great show, guys. When is the return? So you know this email was before tonight.
Yes.
The return is soon, Tom, very soon. I listened to your show on my iPhone. I miss the stories of the girls with stuff in their hoo-has. What's a hoo-ha, Buf?
Well, I could say it. Do I have the censorship's permission?
Say whatever the hell you want.
Is that a hillbilly term, hoo-ha?
Well, they always called the little tampons and everything doodads around here, but hoo-haws, I'd have to say it's referring to the vagina.
Fucking doodah.
Are you putting a doodah in your hoo-ha?
No, really, I've heard girls say that. They call them doodads.
Do you get that a lot when you go to bars and you're like, hey, I want to like go down on you?
I'm sorry, I have my doodah.
You have your what?
I have my doodah right now in my hoo-ha, Buffy.
Well, I've been told to go to the store and pick up some doodads.
Can I put my finger in your ass?
Go to the store and pick up doodads.
Doo-doo.
Hey, when you get asked that next time, just say, hey, what size do you want me to get? Small, medium, or extra large, baby?
Or scented or unscented?
Oh, God. That's great. Great. All right. Let me get back into this, please. It says here, check out this dumb bitch. Pills in the V. Thanks, rock on.
Dude. Peace, brother. Work to the mother.
Dude, look at the mugshot of this chick, by the way.
She's about 16 years old and needs some Clarasil.
She needs something. I don't think pills in her fucking twat are worth it.
The name, because I think that's a Mexican bad word.
What, twat? What?
No.
Punta Gorda.
Punta Gorda.
That's a Mexican bad word, you jackass.
Suck my asshole, Taco Bender!
Wow. We should definitely let you teach Spanish class one night on the show. All right.
Okay, hey.
No, let me get into reading this, by the way. It says cops arrest a woman who smuggled Xanax into the jail in a pill bottle found in her vagina. That's not too bad. That's not too bad based upon some of the stuff that we've had chicks stick in their vagina. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
All right.
She probably needed it because she was going to, you know, it was the stress and everything. She probably never been arrested before. And, you know, she probably wanted to kind of sleep her time away.
There you go. And Punta Gorda, by the way, is in the lovely state of Florida.
Does the word duh mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
There you go.
Yay.
Been waiting on that one for a while.
Yay.
Yay.
You got to miss that.
I could have swore. I thought it was the girl's name because the name's right next to the picture. I thought her name was Punta Gorda. I said, what the hell kind of name's that?
That's the state, part of Florida. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office jailed Directive arrest detective. Look at me, like, you got me all fucked up now. Detective arrested a Punta Gorda woman Tuesday after a strip search revealed Xanax pills in a container in her vagina. Arrested was Casey Lee Cranfield.
Hillbilly three name alert.
Now you got everybody going to Facebook searching this girl's name.
Well, if you want to see what a chick looks like that shoves bottles of Xanax in her twat, Casey Lee Cranfield.
Hillbilly three name alert.
Cranfield was arrested Monday for violation of probation and taken to Charlotte County Jail. Tuesday, jail deputies learned that Cranfield had ingested Xanax in her jail after her arrest and a strip search was ordered. How did they learn that she ingested Xanax, though? You think somebody ratted her out?
That's why I was getting ready to ask. Somebody had to rat her out. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. You know what they're going to start
Unless
doing?
Unless they had an undercover.
No, what I was going to say is what they're going to start doing in these Unless jails in Florida, they're going to just start doing strip searches automatically and checking the fucking vagina area. That should be part of the search in Florida, because there's so many people that we've had. How many stories have we had from Florida where they just shove shit up their veg?
Quite a few. More than I can count.
Yeah. So it's going to become a recommended part of the whole ordeal. All right. So it says after that, she was ordered strip search. During the search, deputies located a 2.5-inch Tylenol pill bottle in her vagina. The detective said the pill bottle contained 8 Xanax and 2 unidentifiable pills that were sent to FDLE, which is Florida, whatever the fuck, for positive identification. Now, would you like to be the person to actually pull the bottle out?
If
it's part of my job, I'd have no choice.
Pussy. I hear you. Cranfield refused to comment and wanted to speak to her attorney. She was charged with introduction of contraband to her cunt without a prescription for pussy pills and drug paraphernalia. This is Cranfield's third booking with 7 previous drug charges. She remains in jail on no bond. What a fucking shame, my friend. Doesn't that suck for her?
Man, she could use a little makeup, so she really not that bad look of a girl. She just druggy.
Can I put my finger in your ass?
I'm glad that that's your type of chick, bro.
We're live.
Mutant.
In case you want to see if you're Buford's type, by the way, go pull up Casey Lee Cranfield.
Three name hillbilly alert.
And then if you fit this profile and look like this chick, Buford will definitely take you out on a date. All right?
Hey, now, I was with a good, I went to Hooters last weekend, was with a, got my picture with a good looking blonde. She was pretty hot.
That's Hooters though, bro. That's not a date.
I know.
That's not a date. All right.
Get used to disappointment.
Period ended, my friend.
Get used to disappointment. Yeah.
What?
You want to take the next one, Buf, and get it rolling?
Idiot.
I guess. This story was sent in from Rick of New Jersey. So hello to Mr. Rick.
Rick, what's going on, my brother from across the river here in New York City, brother? What's up? How are you?
Rick, we appreciate you tuning in. He says, loves the show. When is the return?
You could tell these emails were prior to the show. But...
yeah, this is... way,
but hold on.
This is definitely... these people know when their return was.
But hold on. Why we're using these stories? They're not old by any means. It's the fact that people took the time to send them in, and we were not going to negate them, right or wrong.
Correct.
All righty. So go right ahead, brother.
Okay. So anyway, he says, I listen to your show on Uchi 24/7. Hip hip hooray for Uchi 24/7.
That's right. Thank you very much for that. We really appreciate you tuning in.
I miss the funny news stories to get me through my week. Check out this asshole.
Usually when something starts like this, it's fucking funny.
Well, here's the funny thing. What kind of word is this first word? Pastafarian?
Yeah, as opposed to Rastafarian. Pastafarian.
Jackass alert.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure if I was going to read it right, but the story, the headline is Pastafarian refuses to take spaghetti strainer off his head for license photo. South Brunswick cops say.
I tell you what I'm going to do. Listen, I want to sit back while you read this. I'm going to be quiet because I want to enjoy this. Go for it.
Anyway, this story comes out of South Brunswick, New Jersey. Anyway, motor vehicle workers in Dayton called police on a man who insisted on wearing a pasta strainer on his head during the taking of his driver's license photo, according to a police report. South Brunswick police officers responded to the MVC facility on Route 130 on a call that a man renewing his driver's license refused to remove the strainer on his head, according to a police report. That makes it, I don't understand. Remove a strainer. Why did he have the freaking strainer on his head in the first place? Anyway, the incident occurred about noon on Saturday, February 2nd. The man, Aaron Williams, age 25, who gave Egg Harbor Township address, told motor vehicle workers the strainer was a religious head covering and he had a right to wear it in his driver's license photo.
Yeah, you know what's sad about this, though? There are so many fucking people out there that pull shit like this, and you really can't argue with them because you, right away they start throwing it's religious or it's this or it's that, and right away everybody goes...
Voodoo, we must back off and let asshole do as he pleases.
Bottom line.
Anyway, Williams said he practices Pastafarianism. I never heard it that in my entire life. This is totally new.
Jackass. Oh,
Pastafarianism. Or the Church of the Blind.
Yo, excuse me, man. Yo, me Pastafarian. Fuck your white ass, boy. Do that.
What the fuck was that?
Church of the Flying... Church
what
of
the
Flying
just hear?
Spaghetti? Man, they did more of this for us Kentucky people. Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Hey, that's why this story. Hold on. That's why this story didn't make it to Kentucky, because they knew you wouldn't be able to read it. That's why they didn't post this in any Kentucky paper.
Because I never heard about it. Anyway, it's a movie.
Does the word duh mean anything to you?
Oh, I just love this show.
Excuse me a second.
It's a movie.
What are you babbling about?
Go ahead.
Mutant.
Well, I'm babbling. Mutant. It's a movement.
Live.
It's a movement, not opposing teaching in schools of intelligent design and creativism. Reached by phone on Wednesday, William said he is serious about the movement. I take it as seriously as anybody else when it comes to religious beliefs, he said. According to the police report, the motor vehicle employee told Williams head coverings can't be worn in license photos unless it's for religious reasons. Now, didn't he say that earlier?
Yeah, he did.
That it was for religion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did. Williams then pulled out his cell phone and began taking video of the worker, another violation of motor vehicle policy, according to the report. Police advised Williams that the pulse strainer was not approved by the MVC and he would have to apply to the state to wear it in his license photo. Williams reluctantly agreed to have his picture taken without the strainer, according to police. He also agreed to delete the video he had taken of the motor vehicle worker. According to the report, asked why he left his home in Atlantic County to have his picture taken at South Brunswick Motor Vehicle Office, Williams said, "I like it. It's a nice new office."
He actually went there because he didn't want to fucking, what do you call it? He knew if he went where he lived, they probably already turned him down the first fucking time.
Oh, yeah, and they probably would put him in a white jacket and hauled him off to the loony farm. In Australia, the self-described Pastafarian Nico Alim fought for 3 years for the right to wear a pasta strainer on his head in his driver's license photo. He won his fight after officials performed a mental health check, according to NPR.
Yeah, but it doesn't state in there.
And that stands for National Radio.
Yeah, but it doesn't state in there if he passed the mental health check. That it doesn't.
No, it didn't.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Beauf. Appreciate that. And thank you so much to our good friend over there, Rick in New Jersey, for sending us that story. That was a good one. Pastafarian. All right, let's move on to this one. Beauf, by the way, say hello to Lisa from Kentucky.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome. Nice to hear from people from the home state.
Who probably can read the last story better than you. I missed the hell out of your show. When is the return? Once again, you'll know when the return is. Now. I listen to your show on your 24/7 channel through your website. Well, thank you so much for that. Beauf, give her a big thanks for that.
Appreciate it, Lisa. We appreciate all the love and support.
I love the news. I found this naked guy story. Enjoy. Beauf, I think this is for you. Naked guy story. Enjoy.
All right.
Definitely not for me,
Westboro.
Yeah, let me read this to you. The story caption titled, Police Nab Naked Drive-Thru Customer. Westboro, a Hudson man who allegedly naked when he visited the drive-thru windows at the Westboro fast food establishment was arrested at 12:43 a.m. Sunday. Westboro police charged Rosaldo Santos.
Español, el pendejito.
34 of 136 Central Street with open and gross lewdness. Dude, I've never heard of the
lewdness.
I've heard of the lewd part. What's open and gross lewdness?
I don't know. This guy must have been had deformality.
Police Chief Alan Gordon said today in a press release, Gordon said employees at the Dunkin' Donuts, and of course he goes naked to a Dunkin' Donuts. Why? On Route 9.
Because that's where I was hanging out.
Yeah. On Route 9 East, reported that a male subject in a gray Toyota approached a drive-thru window and appeared to be naked, with the exception of a coat over his waist. Now, do you recall the story we did on the show with the New Jersey Dunkin' Donuts where the chick that was working overnights was actually going out in the parking lot and sucking dick and performing sex acts with her fucking donut uniform on? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You imagine if this guy would have used the same? If I'm him, I use that defense. The chick in the window said she was going to suck my dick.
Yeah.
The only problem you're fucked is if it's a guy working there. Then you got to go the gay route. You're a little slow on that. I understand you're having technical issues tonight. Then it says here, Messi responded to a call and was speaking with the employees in the Dunkin' Donuts when Santos again stopped at the window and restaurant workers told officers this time Santos was completely naked. Messi followed the Toyota and observed Santos. Why has it got to be a naked guy in a Toyota? Observed Santos at McDonald's on Route 9 as he was attempting to use the drive-thru window of the business, which was closed at the time. According to the press release, the officer was able to stop Santos at the intersection of East Main Street and Flanders Road and found the suspect completely naked. Police said Gordon said Santos posted bail and is scheduled to appear in Westboro District Court on Tuesday. But here's a question for you. Inside your car, if you're nude, though, is that indecent exposure because you're covered by the car? What's your thoughts?
I would think so, but, I mean, who knows? It depends if it's a city or county ordinance or law. I don't know. I mean, you'd figure it would be. I mean, I've had situations
where you were naked in your car.
Were in cars. Well, not completely.
Oh,
I mean, I did get a little action.
Mutant.
God.
Mutant.
Shirt on.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Good Lord, dude. Seriously.
Do you still want to show me your cucumber?
Well, yeah, I did.
Look like
audio from you inside the car. I swear, dude. I swear.
What?
All right. Why don't you do us a favor and take the next story? It's all you.
All right. Well, this was sent in from Mike from your neck of the woods, New York.
Mike,
say
what's up,
hello,
man?
To Mr. Mike.
What's up, Mike? How are you? Thank you so much for your email. We really appreciate it.
Mike says, you have the best show on the planet and been waiting for its return. Thanks.
Thank you.
I listen to the 24/7 feed all day long through your website. The news is the one of the best parts of the show. I read this story about a naked chick in the park doing yoga. Hell yeah, this should be law, he says.
Now, why is it I get the naked guy in the drive-thru and you get the naked chicks doing yoga?
Well, because probably I could relate to it.
Right. Being that you're a big yoga enthusiastic yourself and you get naked in the park all the time. I hear you.
What?
No, I hadn't done that. Anyway, the headline reads, Police, West Covina woman arrested for nude yoga exercise at Cortez Park. Da-da. West Covina police arrested a 19-year-old woman Sunday on suspicion of indecent exposure after she stripped nude at Cortez Park and began practicing yoga, as authorities say.
Would you have a problem with this, by the way? Would you have a problem with this?
Of indecent.
Would you have a problem with this? I would not at all.
No, I wouldn't, but how can they arrest her on suspicion? Either they had to see her to be able to arrest her.
Wait, but
they arrest her off suspicion.
But she's standing in the middle of a park, dude. Seriously, with nothing on. What do you mean? What kind of suspicion do you think they got?
Shut up, dummy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why'd they put that on there, suspicion? They should have said Sunday on of a decent exposure and left out the suspicion. I mean, because she was arrested. Witnesses at the park report the unusual incident just before 10:40 a.m.
Why would you
at the park?
Hold
was
on.
Convenient.
Hold on. Unless she's like 500 pounds bent over nude, why would you even bother calling the cops? You just sit there and drink your coffee and enjoy the show.
Probably because it was probably a little old lady or some. I don't know. You know how people are.
Makes no sense, but go ahead.
But anyway, West Covina Police Lieutenant Dennis Patton said the woman whose name was not available pending the booking process arrived at the park disrobed and proceed to practice yoga, the lieutenant said. When officers arrived, she was fully nude, he said. The woman was arrested and expected to be released with a citation for a misdemeanor account of indecent exposure, Patton said.
Well, go ahead.
I mean, to me, she was doing exercises, yeah. Okay. She was doing nude yoga.
I got no problem with that.
I don't think I would have said anything. I think I would have washed and after it was all over, I think I would just went ahead and went about my business.
I would have joined her and showed her my yoga stick.
Damn. How come the YouTube of that girl doing yoga?
It's all good in the hood. Hey, all right, Beth. Good.
That would have been the thing to do. If she was out there in the park doing yoga, if you got most phones have cameras on, why didn't you take a video clip of it? Somebody had seen it, had a camera.
Yeah, or take a picture of it so we could add it to our story.
Yeah. I mean, really. Really.
I agree.
Exactly.
Exactly, Batman. I agree. All right. We are going to take a break. You ready to take a break?
Hey, I need one.
Yeah, after reading that other story that drove you up a wall. All right, sit back, relax. We're going to take a break. More of the Uchi Show is coming up next. Stick around. Stand by. New Balti Move.
And now, the weather forecast.
It's just going to be kind of a mostly cloudy and cooler day before system number two takes aim at us, and we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms from that system unfolding first thing on Thursday. We'll see scattered.
The Uchi Show.
We'll be right back.
Hello, towing?
Oh, yeah, BP towing, yeah.
Yeah, my old man's pissed off with you because he says that you towed his car, and he wants to come down there, and he wants to kick your fucking ass.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me put him on the phone with you. You deal with him.
You're unbelievable, man.
You got the wrong person, man, I'm telling you.
What don't you fucking understand? Are you professional or not?
I'm licensed and bonded, got insurance, everything else, but I don't know
what the fuck is it with you?
You're going to have to talk to the owner of the place.
No!
Here, you talk to somebody.
Hey, what type of car was it?
You're unfucking believable.
Hey, do not cuss on the phone. What type of car was it and when was it towed?
Give me a fucking answer!
I'm asking you a question. We're trying to get to the bottom of this.
Are you professional or not?
Yes, we are professional.
Oh, good for you! What don't you get about it?
You got a receipt?
What don't you fucking understand?
Do you got a receipt?
No!
Okay, will you just tell us what type of car it was when it was towed?
No!
Do you understand if... Can you hear?
What the fuck is it with you?
Hey.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Call back Friday, talk to the boss, and he'll straighten it out.
No!
Yeah!
supply.
Yo, welcome back to the Uchi Show, man. My name is Uchi. We are live tonight, man. Don't forget, log on right now. www.euthe.com for everything Uchi Show, man. Hey, you got Facebook? Check me out on Facebook, man. Facebook.com/euthe. You got Twitter? Check out my tweets, man. It's twitter.com/euthe. Beaufy, welcome back from the break.
Dog.
Thank you, my brother from another mother.
What's going on, bro? Go right ahead and plug your sights.
All right. Check out the Knight Rider Radio Network over on KnightRiderRadio.com. We got four stations you can listen to. Knight Rider Radio, Country Knights Radio, KRN Talk Radio, and Got Sports Rail. Hook us up on Facebook at KnightRiderRadio.info and follow us at Twitter.com/DJNightman. Back to you, balls.
Thank you very much for that, Beauf. You just heard from one of our fine affiliate stations, KnightRiderRadio.com. Don't forget, check us out on VPZ Radio, Maximum Threshold Radio, and Edge Radio. For more information, log on to Uchi.com in the center tab. And don't forget, man, check out Uchi TV. Log on right now to UchiTV.com and check out all the videos on demand. And hey, are you mobile? The Uchi Show's mobile, too. Log on to Uchi.com right now in the center tab and select your mobile device and start checking us out on your smartphone today. Yo, don't forget, for everything under one roof, it's Uchi.com. It's that damn simple. And Beautiful attest to that too, man. It's so damn easy. It's so simple. Just get over to Uchi.com right now and select the center tab and get whatever the hell you need. All the info's there. And by the way, Beauf, we got to give it up right now. You know we do. It's the first show back of 2013, and we just love being back here and enjoy doing what we're doing. And a lot of this stuff that you guys check out, especially if you go over to the Stitcher Radio apps, you check out all the stuff on the iTunes downloads to check out the Uchi Show. Our good friend Dominic from
The Thresh
handles his biz. Beauf, why don't you plug our dog a little bit right now?
Oh, definitely. You got to check out the Dom Meister over at the Thresh on MaximumThresholdRadio.net. His show begins every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go there and hop in the chat room, and definitely if you want some jamming tunes, he's the one that's going to bring it to you with all the latest jam news that he has to feed your little mind. So go over and check out the old Dom Meister over at the Thresh. Back to you, balls.
That's right, and thank you very much for that. And Dominic is a great guy. He's got a wonderful program over there and a great staff of people, and we really love him and respect the hell out of those guys, and we thank them for all their support of the Uchi Show and being so vocal while we were off the air, especially sending me text messages like, what the fuck, where are you, and what the hell are you doing? Thank you. Really appreciate that. All right, Beauf, you ready to get into this? Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. What are we getting into, bro?
Let's do it right now. We got to get into this. Take a listen to this. There are so many fucking people out there that don't belong around children that this next fucking case really, really gets me fucking sick to my stomach. The best part is listening to the family members plead about it. Take a listen to this.
An Ocala father admits he made a big mistake.
But yeah, wait till you hear what kind of mistake he made, Beauf, before you start analyzing this. You tell me if this is a mistake or this is on purpose.
Says he didn't mean to hurt his baby girl when he put bleach in her baby bottle.
He put bleach in the baby's bottle, but didn't mean to hurt her. Help me, Beauf.
Okay, I'm waiting to see where it leads at before I comment.
But there is nothing to really comment on. You put bleach in a kid's bottle, dude, you're a dick.
Man was arrested after he took the two-month-old to an emergency room when she became sick. We just received the 911 call made from that ER.
Yeah, here's the 911 call that the staff at the hospital made to the police.
We have like a two-month-old who came into the ER with, I guess they consumed bleach. And, I mean, you smell the baby bottle and it smells like complete bleach.
The baby bottle even smells like it.
And the parents aren't giving us like a good story.
The parents are not giving a good story. There is no good story to say, well, I usually wash my kid's baby bottle with bleach. I mean, if you have children or had children or around children, The last thing you put into a baby's bottle besides alcohol or any other arsenic is fucking bleach. How fucking smart do you have to be to figure this one out, Beauf? You still want to hear more of this?
Shut up, dummy.
Mm-mm. I hate these stories.
Yeah, there is not much more you need to hear.
I got in there.
West News' Greg Fox talked with the baby's father in jail today.
Oh,
that's the reporter doing his best Buford act. Oh, I gotta go?
Jackass alert.
Ron Washington told me just a short time ago that he really made the mistake of his life, did not intend to hurt his daughter at all, but right now he's in jail charged with aggravated child abuse.
Didn't want to hurt his kid, but he put bleach in a bottle.
If I can love anyone as God loves us, then that's...
Yeah, here we go. Let's throw God into the mix. If I was as fucking smart as God intended me to be, I wouldn't have put bleach in a bottle.
Pretty much how much I love it.
That's what Karan Washington told me from behind bars in the Marion County Jail. He says he was staying at the Sutton Place apartment unit where his wife, Teresa, and their two-month-old daughter, Kaylin, are living. Early Sunday morning, the baby was fussy, and Washington said he remembered that a friend told him a little bleach in baby's formula would help.
What? 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 Oh, oh, Beauf, by the way. Beauf, your kid's acting up? A little a little rat poison in their eggs does the trick.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, I can't.
What?
Can't.
But he told us during the interviews is that he was given this information that this was a basically like an old home remedy.
What kind of a fucking idiot buys into that, though? This is a home remedy. Put bleach in your baby's bottle. Are you that fucking stupid, dude? Seriously.
Well, I was waiting to hear it was some kind of religious cult or something.
Yeah, yeah. We believe in the power of the almighty bleach.
To give the bleach that would help with congestion.
But the baby was instead rushed to Monroe Regional Medical Center.
Bleach would definitely help with congestion. It'll help just clear away everything, including your child's life, you fucking moron. How fucking stupid do you have to be? I mean, seriously.
After it vomited, and the baby's mother smelled the bleach.
I just panicked and immediately called 911. I called my parents, called her parents, and I just started crying. And
yeah, I called all my parents and everybody let them know. I didn't try to kill the kid. I just tried a home remedy that my boy Tyrone told me to use. What?
I was like, gosh, what did I just do?
His tearful sister backs up his story, saying her brother, a pre-med student.
A pre-med student? What fucking pre-med school is this jackass going to? What? What? What fucking pre-med school is this asshole going to? You should immediately unenroll yourself from that school, because you're a fucking moron.
Well, he ain't gonna ever see the day of a license.
Yeah, can you imagine that you're in a hospital or in a play, and this guy walks in, you go, aren't you the jackass that gave a kid bleach? We're just going to put some, bleach in your intravenous. We understand it helps with the pain. Yeah, it makes everything go away.
Just made a mistake.
I'm very shocked because my brother never acts like this.
Here's the tears. My brother never acts like this. We're not talking about acting. We're talking about being fucking stupid.
It's going to be because we're so close. I just don't know what to do. My mom's going through it. The whole family's going through it.
We're all going through what? Let's not remember the baby that had to ingest bleach. The baby's system is going through it. Fuck what he's going through. He's a jackass.
We're trying to get through it.
Washington was ordered held on $25,000 bond and will be arraigned March 19th. Ocala police tell me that part of the reason why they arrested and charged Washington is because when they were first questioning him, he seemed to go back and forth, change his story, initially deny what he was doing, so they got suspicious of that. Again, he remains behind bars, $25,000 bond. The spokeswoman for the public defender's office told us today he would have no further comment. Live in Marion County, Greg Fox, West 2 News.
All right, Buf, do you have any further comment on this story of stupidity?
No, I just say asshole, dickbag, and scumbag, and totally idiot.
But pre-med student, though. This is a pre-med student.
Dude. Folks, don't forget the name, because if this guy goes to some small town and luckily gets a license to practice medicine, you better remember the face and the name.
But honestly, though, even if you're not a pre-med student, no matter what you are, you know that putting bleach in a baby's bottle or ingesting bleach on your own could kill you, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What I was thinking of, you know, I thought it was going to be a story where, which some people do, they had a little bleacher dishwasher and a dish while they're doing dishes, and somehow, apparently, the dish water, a little bit of it got air, and of course, it wasn't dry and everything, and it mixed in with the formula, but I didn't know that. This dumbass actually added bleach to the formula.
Yeah, he added bleach to the formula. But one of the biggest things is, you know, from years ago when we used to do baby bottles, you'd boil them. There was no chemicals added. Yep. They were in boiled water just to be sanitized. There's no way in the world that any type of home cleaning aid such as bleach or Comet or any of that stuff would even be within fucking 50 feet of a fucking baby or the baby's bottle. Right or wrong?
You're right.
Unfucking believable. All right, let's switch gears now and move into this. This one is more or less, I don't know if it's something you would do, but check out what this jackass did and got caught doing.
Keeping in.
This man is facing criminal charges for looking where police say he never should have been inside a woman's bathroom while she was inside.
This guy creeped into a chick's bathroom to watch her get naked.
Oh, dude. It doesn't sound anything violent or anything. Just says maybe a touch of perfness.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think, this guy never heard of the internet, with all the nudity on the internet, such as chicks changing and fucking and sucking, you got to sneak into a chick's house to see a naked woman? Seriously?
Thanks for staying with us today.
Go ahead, sorry.
He wanted to see it live. It's live.
We're live.
I'm Shannon Horry.
And I'm Elliot Rodriguez. Tonight, that woman is telling her story for the first time. CBS 4's Ted Scouten is live in Davie with her story. And Ted, what a frightening situation.
Yeah, Elliot, it certainly was. That woman was just on the other side of that window there. Initially, she was getting undressed. Then she went into the bathtub. And that's about the same time that a neighbor came over here and saw that there was a man standing outside this window here.
I felt safe. I never locked my doors.
Davie mom Jessica Ott does not want to show her face. Right now, she's a bit freaked out after a neighbor said she saw this man, Luis Velasco, peeking in Jessica's window.
Yeah, but one thing to understand, though, this is another fucking Florida.
Does the word duh mean anything to you?
Yay! Neighborhood story. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's not all he was doing.
I saw him, jumping, trying to sneak on my neighbor's window. And I saw when he pulled down his zipper and he was touching himself. He was...
He
pulled down his zipper and he was touching himself. He was touching his little pee-pee.
Masturbating.
That neighbor doesn't want to show her face either.
He was masturbating, by the way. You heard she said he was masturbating in the driveway, not masturbating. He was masturbating.
Oh, shit.
She said she was shocked when she looked outside
and saw such a little penis. If you're going to do that, at least have a big cock.
And saw someone creeping around Jessica's home. She said Velasco was going from window to window, touching himself, looking for the best view.
On this window, he was trying to jump and see something from this window, and then he was walking through this other side. He was trying to sneak on this other window.
Yeah, he was getting every single angle possible of that tits and ass. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't have a camera in there taking video.
Listen to you, fucking... Oh, man, quick fucking perv view.
What?
Jessica had no idea she was being watched. She was inside getting ready to take a bath when it happened. Minutes later, while she was soaking in the tub, police knocked on her door, shattering her sense of security.
You think you're secure in your own home? When you have three kids, you teach them... This is your safe spot. This is your secure spot.
She said today has been a pretty rough day.
I was trying to
brushed my teeth and I had the bathroom door shut. My son opened it and I started crying. I don't know how it'll be for the future, but today is not very easy.
Yeah, right now you can take a look at the window and you can see it's pinned all the way around, so there's no space for anyone to see inside of there. Actually, what she used to do, she used to leave the window open a couple inches so she can get the fresh air.
Yeah, but you know what I don't understand, though? And I mean, nothing against her. It's this guy's fault 100%. But you have to understand something. I lived in Florida for about 8 years. There are a lot of pervs down there. If you don't believe me, this is not something you get staked. Go down to yourself, pull up the pedophile thing and see where they're all located. There's billions of them. If you're going to get naked with a window open, you're inviting trouble. Now, I'm not saying a woman does not have a right to get naked in her own home with a window open. Yeah, she's trying to get a breeze. But, you know, if you look around and you got some motherfuckers that are shady and they're always checking you out, you don't think those motherfuckers for a second are going to fucking clap in that window if they know you're dropping draw, dude? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's like, well, most women I know, you know, they'll close the curtains or pull down the shade or something like that if they're going to undress or something like that. On her behalf, it was stupidity far as leaving the window open or curtains open or whatever so anybody can see in while she did her business. It was the guy's fault for being a perv and asshole and being a peeping Tom.
I agree with that 100%. You're absolutely right. Let it kill it up. Hello.
And there, she's not going to do that anymore. As for the suspect right now, he remains in the Broward County Jail, and he'll be there for a while. He is there on an immigration hold, so that means no bond. Well, Ivan Davey, I'm Ted Scouten, CBS 4 News.
One of your boys, man, he's on an immigration hold. The little Mexicano boy. You know what I mean?
Yep. Little Mexicano.
What? Yeah. So that word
that was cool that you had chance.
Yeah, well, see that you got whatchamacallit, the Punta Gorda is a Mexican curse word.
Punta.
All right, Buf. I want to wrap this up, man. I want to say end of the show. We got to go. I want to thank you very much for being a part of the program and being a part of our first 2013 show of the year. We got many more to come this year, and welcome back to you and the crew. And also, by the way, we apologize once again for your audio. We will work on having that fixed for the next show. But Buf, always a pleasure, man. You did a fantastic job, bro. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Not only the first show of 2013, but the first show of the first day of March.
Wow. You're amazing. You're amazing.
Well, you know, I always like to give public announcements and everything.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for that. Hey, by the way, end of the show. Mr. Uchi, got to go, man. We'll catch you guys. Peace. Hey, don't forget to log on right now to www.euthe. That's uchi.com for everything Uchi Show. While you're there, man, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/euthe. You got Twitter? Check out my tweets, twitter.com/euthe. Yo, check out the best of Uchi on demand on Uchi TV on demand. Log on right now to uchitv.com. Check out past videos and brand new fresh content uploaded daily. uchitv.com. And hey, you got a mobile phone? You want to take us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Log on right now to uchi.com in the center tab. Select the link for Stitcher Radio. StitcherRadio.com is available for Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, Palm Pre, and Palm Pixie. That's Stitcher Radio and the Uchi Show, man. Log on right now to uchi.com center tab for more details. Everything you want to know is right there at your fingertips. Uchi.com.
What'd that look like, dogs?